Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. I'm returning a call from the Department of Labor and Employment Relations. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was calling to check on the unemployment. I didn't know I was supposed to stop after you did not. I mean, say keep going after you did not. So I'm calling.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling to I had started filing for my unemployment, but you sent me a denial letter, and they told me I was supposed to continue to try, and I hadn't stopped. I ain't did in about 3 weeks, so I'm calling to start it over again.
The Social Security number?
419-11-6318.
First and last name?
Michael Kimber.
Verify the driver's license number and their mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Verify the driver's license number and their mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Verify my license number and what else?
Your mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Kimber, my mother's name. Kimber, she ain't never been married. Hold on, let me grab my wallet. Okay, my driver license number is 550-2736.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No.
Have you had a name change?
No.
Date of birth?
7/30/68.
Male or female?
I'm sorry?
Male or female, your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
The bank.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean traditional bank account?
As in an actual bank account and not any online banking or prepaid card.
Oh, no. Yeah, traditional bank account.
The routing number.
Oh, shit. 1 second, let me get a check. Which one will the routing number, the first or the second number? Okay, the routing number is 06200019.
062-000019.
Yeah, 062-000019-40.
The account number.
One 6415-8632.
16415-8632.
Yeah.
Your mailing address.
2202 Cedarside Drive, King City, Alabama 36869.
2202 Cedarside Drive, Phoenix City, Alabama 36869.
Uh-huh.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yeah.
Has the address changed since the last time that you filed unemployment?
No.
Your telephone number?
706-718-2128.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Is that Frisbee, Orient Products, Southern Phoenix Text, the Nebraska Gold Gymnastics Academy, or none of the above?
Southern Phoenix.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is that a 1998 Toyota, a 2003 Mercedes, 2004 Saturn, 2006 Suzuki Rodeo, Renault, I'm sorry, or none of the above?
What model you said is Toyota?
1998.
That's a Camry?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. What team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is that 49ers, Griffins, Zaghans, Warriors, or none of the above?
I said none of the above. I don't know about all that.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No. What is TRA?
Trade Readjustment Allowances.
No. I never seen a notification there.
Have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment?
No.
And what was the reason for the break in the claim?
Laid off. Well, why I didn't claim? I didn't know I was. You sent me a denial letter and I didn't know I was supposed to continue to go on.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What was your job title?
The operator.
A what operator?
B, the letter B, as a boy.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Yeah.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
I'm about to provide you with a PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
No, just a second.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
That okay. PIN number is going to be 1868.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. So if you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
That's by Alabama.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. So please make sure you're filing your first certification, either by the telephone or the internet, this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right, so an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions as listed could result in a loss of your benefits. And if you do not receive the information within the next 7 days from today, or you have questions about that information, please call the 1-800-361-4524, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. So some of the guys that got laid off with me, they receive unemployment, but I haven't gotten anything. I could be doing something wrong, or what is it to read everybody hadn't received?
I'm not sure, sir. I can't tell you why you didn't receive that unemployment. Regarding that, you would need to contact the 361 number.
And they'll tell me.
Yes, sir.
361 number. I don't have a 361 number. Can you give me that number?
The one I just provided you with, that 800-361.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's it.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.